I used to daydream about being old enough to go on dates. I had this image of myself holding hands with a really cute guy, driving along some pretty road. It's never about going anywhere, really. It's having some sort of freedom, I guess.
Jay, you awake?
What did you do?
You're not gonna believe me, and I need you to remember what I'm saying.
This thing, it's gonna follow you. Somebody gave it to me, and I passed it to you.
Wherever you are, it's somewhere, walking straight for you. All you can do is pass it along to someone else.
It's time for Movie Month. It is my third annual movie month, in which I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days, and I'll either hate them or give them praise.
Happy Wednesday night, everybody. It's June 21st, which means it's movie 21. And while last night I did another one of those big summer blockbuster movies, tonight I went back to a smaller little movie, a little horror movie from 2014, It Follows. Basically, a young woman is followed by an unknown supernatural force after a sexual encounter. That's what IMDb has as this small little summary of the plot. There's a girl who meets a boy, has sex with him, and then he's like, now it's going to start following you, and it's going to try to kill you, and hopefully it won't kill me. And that's the setup for the movie. Nothing else is explained except there's some sort of demon or ghost that follows a person after they have sex with another person. Except that if you have sex with other people, it also follows them, but it still follows you. So maybe if it follows them, it won't follow you anymore. So the whole basis of what it is and why it is was not really explained a great deal. Just that it is and it follows. So I guess that's the point. It's just there's no real explanation except that it is happening and it follows. And overall, I enjoyed the movie. I thought that the acting was good. I thought that the directing, the storytelling was good. I think the I saw a critic on Rotten Tomatoes say, very good storytelling, even if the story is thin. And yeah, I don't know. It had the right amount of creep. It had the right amount of, looking over your shoulder or don't go in there. But there wasn't really any gore. I mean, it got a 97% of Rotten Tomatoes. So I think I was expecting to enjoy it more than I did, but I still enjoyed it. It's just a little maybe sometimes I like explanation, and there was no real explanation. And there was, maybe it was this is from 2014, so if I spoil it, I spoil it. But maybe it was the moment where one of the guys opens the door and his mother, I assume the demon is or his mother, it could be anybody, starts humping him with strobe lights and then he dies. I didn't quite understand that. But it was creepy. And the whole thing of every time someone's following you in broad daylight and no one else can see it is creepy. So after this girl has sex with a guy, this thing slowly just walks after you and follows you, and no one else can see it. But what I found interesting, and actually I have to say I found it kind of a relief, not a relief, but I thought it was, I liked the fact that even though no one else could see it, they could still touch it or bump into it, or at one point they covered the thing with a sheet and you saw that there was something there. Instead of it all just being in somebody's head. I enjoyed that aspect of it. Oh, excuse me. It is late. Yeah, overall, I mean, I don't know how much I can really talk about this movie more than I already have. I watched it on Showtime. So it, if you have Showtime, you can check it out right now for free. It is written and directed by, let me look for it, David Robert Mitchell. And he is a young director who has, as far as I know, directed 5 things. And It Follows is the only thing I've heard of. One thing was a short, one thing was from 6 years ago, then It Follows. Then he has 2 movies upcoming. So this guy is young and upcoming. I don't know too much about him because there's not a lot to know about him. Yeah. Oh, well, he's also written. What has he written? Let's see if he's written anything I know. He has written the 5 things that he has directed. Yeah, so that didn't really work out very well. So maybe this guy's going to be doing stuff, you know. Maybe we'll know about him more in the future. But again, this movie's 2 years old, and I'm just learning about him now. Same thing with the cast. I don't know any of them. I recognize, like, one of the guys in it. But other than that, they all were unknowns to me. So maybe we'll see them doing more in the future. But again, this is 2 years ago, so... except for that one young guy that I've seen other things. Oh, I'm yawning. It's so annoying. Why? How could you be listening to me? I'm actually just standing in a bathroom, so that I'm not too loud. But what else can I say? It Follows. It was pretty good. It was pretty well done. The director really likes lingering on shots. You know, it's like one of these guys, is this his vision or is this... I always say, is this guy's vision? Is he a visionary director or is he doing what he thinks a visionary director should do? And when I say director, the Boston accent comes out, director. And I guess if everybody, you know, wanted to be a visionary director, everybody would do this. And since everybody doesn't, then this is not this guy just copying people. He has his own artistic vision, like just lingering on certain shots and angles and really high up shots and far away shots that, you know, being a nerd of film, you notice these things. I like to notice when things are done deliberately, when it's not just a camera filming 2 people so that two people can talk. There's a reason why the camera is at a certain angle. There's a reason why you know, it's this far away or that far away. I like when choices are deliberate. And I think there are a lot of those in this, even with the way the cars are driving, just about the whole thing. It was a small indie feel, but it had a nice, visual style to it. I'll put it that way. And really, what else can I say? Not too much else because I'm tired. So day 21, come and gone. Pretty good, eh? Check it out on Showtime if you have the chance. If not, rent it at your local VHS or DVD rental store down the block. I'm sure they still have those. Oh, that's the thing. I don't know what year this movie took place in. And I don't know if it was just me, but I'm noticing, like, nobody really had... I don't remember if they had cell phones. Their phones with cords. Their cars were a little older. The styles they were wearing was a little older. I'd be interested if there is something about the trivia of when the hell this movie took place, as far as what year. And, the time frame of the movie is intentionally kept ambiguous so that it resembles a dream. Some of the cars shown are from the more recent times. Many appear to be from the 60s or late 80s. Early CRT television sets are shown whenever the characters are watching movies. Ah, very awesome. But then there is one girl who looks like she's reading, an e-reader that looks like a compact, that looks like it's from the future. Oh, also the girl from the beginning of the film uses a cell phone and drives a modern automobile. So that's, but it says it's intentional to make it seem like a dream. Ooh, creepy. And I noticed it and it made it feel weird. And also all these kids hanging out together at one point, protecting one girl and staying up, gave me a Nightmare on Elm Street kind of feel. So that was kind of cool. Okay, so that's it. That's all I want to know about. I'm going to read the trivia later on IMDb. I love to do that after I watch a movie. Okay, day 21. Done. Can you believe it? After this, there's only... I had to do the math. 8, 9 movies left. Can you believe it? 22, 23, 24, 35, 36, 27, 38, 39, and 30. Yeah, again, I had to do the math in my head. 8. See, I said 8. 9 movies left after today. Can you believe it? I can't believe you're still listening to this. Thank you. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find the website on Twitter at fans.experts. You can find the website on Facebook at facebook.com/fans.experts. And of course, the website is fans.experts.com. Can I say fans.experts again? Yes, I can. Fans.experts. Anyway, you want to search for what I'm doing this month, 30 movies in 30 days, 30 blog posts, 30 podcasts, it's hashtag FNE Movie Month. And we're also on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/FNE Movie Month, soundcloud.com/FNE Movie Month 2. I'm a very professional podcaster talking into my phone in the bathroom. And until tomorrow, I bid you adieu. I only say that because I just got a text and my parents are back from France. Pretty exciting. And now I say to you what I say at the end of every episode. Play my music. Wait, before we play my music, I just realized something. It's the 22nd, not the 21st. So all that stuff I was saying about how many days left and how many movies are left, I was off. I'm an idiot. Okay, I'm done. Good night. Now play my music.
This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome, my mom says. Please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.